It's Tuesday, the 14th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. A buyer has been found for Edcon's Jet stores. The Foschini Group is set to buy 371 of its stores for 500 million rand. That's according to Reuters, which says that the proposed deal includes acquisition of the Jet brand, commercially viable stores, a distribution centre in Durban, and certain stores in Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, and Eswatini. The Foschini Group will also buy the Jet Club membership and all existing stock holdings with a minimum stock value of no less than 800 million rand. Foschini also reported a retail turnover down 43% for the 3 months to June, citing the impact of the coronavirus lockdowns. Business and commerce leaders have slammed the reintroduction of a ban on the sale and distribution of alcohol. The ANC is using COVID-19 as its tool for radical economic transformation. The CEO of the National Employers Association of South Africa, Gerard Papenfuss, says that if COVID-19 poses the threat as claimed, why are taxis allowed to be filled to full capacity? He says the answer is that this is being done for purposes of political expediency. Taxi owners, for the purpose of economic survival, have already indicated that they will simply defy government if it dares to regulate and enforce another arrangement. Economic survival, however, applies to all sectors and all individuals, he says. He warns that many were put out of work as of 8 o'clock on Sunday night and says that the whole of the liquor supply chain will be out of business, out of work and out of pay. And unlike the previous 3 months, there will be no UIF assistance for workers. And furthermore, the illegal liquor trade, as is the case with cigarettes, will boom. Papenfuss also asks why all our medical facilities, 3.5 months after the initial lockdown, are still not up to speed. For more on the reaction to the COVID-19 restrictions, do visit biznews.com. Tesla, the electric car company started by South African-born Elon Musk, jumped 16% on Monday. This is the biggest intraday gain since March. The incredible rally in Tesla has left Wall Street analysts struggling to make sense of the sky-high valuation, which soared past that of Toyota Motor earlier this month and topped $300 billion on Monday. Tesla shares are up about fourfold this year, says Bloomberg, and that's despite a steep pandemic-related sell-off in February and March. Elon Musk is now the seventh richest person in the world, worth an estimated $70 billion. First Rand plans to replicate its South African business, where it is a leader in car and home finance, in Ghana. This follows the takeover of the West African nation's biggest mortgage provider. The purchase gives First Rand a foothold in an economy that's been expanding by more than 6.8% for the past 3 years. The government forecasts gross domestic product will grow 1.2% this year, and that's even as the coronavirus pandemic causes many other economies, including South Africa's, to shrink. Finally, a look at how stocks were doing at the end of the trading session on Monday. Kumba Iron Ore was the best performer of the day, jumping just under 10%. The Foschini Group was not far behind, gaining just over 9% by the end of trading. Sappi, Redefine and Discovery also had good days on the JSE, each gaining about 7%. Meanwhile, the big losers of the day were DRD Gold, which shed more than 6%, and Distell, which shed about 3.5%. Late on Monday, R16.71 would get you $1, R21.08 would get you £1, while R19 was trading for €1. And that brings to close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.